Zondervan presents Sarah Palin, A New Kind of Leader by Joe Hilly, read by Renee Rodman. A good leader inspires people to have confidence in the leader. A great leader inspires people to have confidence in themselves. Anonymous. Forward. History in the Making by Chuck Colson. Recently, over 40 million TV viewers watched Barack Obama become the first African-American nominee of a major political party. And 24 hours later, Republican candidate John McCain set the political world on its ear by selecting a little-known woman governor from Alaska, Sarah Palin, as his running mate. Either way, the election turns out, history will be made. The 2008 presidential election will be a groundbreaking, ceiling-shattering event regardless of the new administration that takes office. History is in the making before our very eyes, and the clash of worldviews is nowhere more evident than in the reaction to Palin's nomination as vice president. Social conservatives reacted to Palin's selection with near euphoria. Social liberals reacted with fury. Why? How could a governor from a politically small state spark such strong emotions? What is it about Palin that has turned her candidacy into a lightning rod for the political establishment as well as public opinion? Is it the fact that she's breaking glass ceilings as a female political leader, or that she's coming to center stage from relative national obscurity? No. It is because she does not fit the feminist stereotype. She's just a high-achieving mom who comes from the common people. Consider every major controversial issue in American politics and culture right now, and somehow they touch her personally.